educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flips, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roles are to help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Ava's, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the psycho to spin. We write our own stories like America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person pee on that damn part. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from and what and where he come from.
Damn black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? In danger than our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing you. It make the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They try to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe then we'll believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and where he come from. Where you come from.
We are rewriting the black American story. 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 American story. We are rewriting the black American.
Quebec Musique Parallèle is proud to present Rebetica by Andy Moore from The X with Yanis Kyriakides. Also featured, the Bozzini Quartet with Andy Moore performing Yanis Kyriakides' cassettes. It's all happening live in downtown Montreal at the Espace Orange in the Edifice Wilder at Blurry and St. Catharines. Show happens on October 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available on the Espace Orange website. A CKUT co-presentation.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots really is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom. That's what it's asking for. Acceptance. What it needs. And understanding.
You know, the funk. It's definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African presence in the urban world, but it comes from your heart and is informed by your mind. And once you create the balance of those energies, you can make somebody get it. You dig?
And by our funky shall know us. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue with our series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, on episode 24, featuring part 3, Imagining Black Identities and Black Liberation.
Coming in there with Black America again, the title track, on CKUT 90.3 FM, quoting from Yetishael Womack's Afrofuturism, her mini-chapter or subsection called Dawn of a New Era, recapitulating the history of Afrofuturism or its origins and the creation of the term. And then we heard R.P. Boo, the LP, I'll Tell You What, and Back from the Future. Papoose in there from the LP, Underrated. Some work from DJ Premier on there, Third Eye, and then Common. On CKUT 90.3 FM, the Afrofuturist movements, the different roots and places, emergences of the phenomenon and this critical mass I've been talking about. Now even it creates this sense of a second version generation. One of its leading exponents is Dr. Rinaldo Anderson, and he's written about Afrofuturism 2.0. As the beginning of both a move away and an answer to the Europeanocentric perspective of the 20th century's early formulation of Afrofuturism, that wondered if the history of African peoples, especially in North America, had been deliberately erased. Or to put it more plainly, future-looking black scholars, artists, and activists are not only reclaiming their right to tell their own stories, but also to critique the European-American digerati class of their narratives about cultural others, past, present, and future, and by challenging their presumed authority to be the sole interpreters of black lives and black futures. In Notes on a Manifesto, he proposes Afrofuturism is a critical project with the mission of laying the groundwork for a humanity that is not bound up with the ideals of white enlightenment, universalism, critical theory, science, or technology. And he proposes that it's a milieu with the aphrodisiac and black diaspora has been able to Begin imagining completely different senses, visions of community or color. Reflections on identity at the heart of Afrofuturism takes us to our next selection. While we noted last year the passing of Jamal Uruddin, original members of The Last Poets, we didn't get a chance to listen to their last album, the other members who also formed The Last Poets. They released a wonderful little project, actually, Understanding What Black Is, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Understand what black is, the source from which all things come, the security blanket for the stars. Understand what black is. It's not a color, it's the basis of all colors. It is not a complexion, it is a reflection of all complexions called human. And out of this blackness, passion flows like a river. Feelings tell the truth. Song and dance and making you laugh are family members. Understand what black is. The breath you breathe, the sweat on your brow, the cheers and the tears balancing the world on your head. Faith is the glue that holds us all together. This is your blackness. Not some horror story of lost souls drifting into the land of perversion. Black as love is a light shining on a path leading to the sun, or caressed in the bosom of the moon. Understand what black is. Power you must yield to. A force so strong, we try to sleep it away. They say you must be electric and plugged in to the sockets of the world. Black is humanity. Understand what black is. Understand black. what black is. Understand black.
Year, the title track to The Last Poets album, Understand What Black Is, part of the mission and exploration of various Afrofuturist movements and times in the black, both arts and speculative arts movements. As we continue our look over this next few weeks, there's a number of elements that kind of come back, including the liberatory aspects of both imagination, the practice, but also the themes and contents of the music. And it also helps link it to the musical traditions that come before, not necessarily tied to fantasy and science fiction or even questions of technology. In tracing those kinds of roots, you know, from free jazz and liberation and ethnic jazz movements in the 60s and 70s, Dr. Anderson writes in his notes on a manifesto for the Afrofuturist movement, by tracing those movements and those figures and activists like Malcolm X, says that over a course of a generation, many of these radical initiatives would be repressed or betrayed. However, the seeds for a black speculative movement challenging white racist normativity and black parochialism would be sown by creative intellectuals, mystics, and artists like Sun Ra, Fela Kuti, George Clinton, Max Beauvoir, Octavia Butler, John Coltrane and Alice Coltrane, Samuel Neely, Jimi Hendrix, Jean-Michel Basquiat, and many others. At the end of the century, scholars like Asante, Audre Lorde, Chinua Achebe, names a series of them like Bell Hooks and Cornel West, catalog it and increased the increasing deterioration and anomie of black cultural production and dislocation in relation to the transition to a neoliberal multinational political economic matrix. He names other figures who, through online forums, begin early conceptual development of Afrofuturism, analyzing, as he says, an emerging global digital divide that reflected technical, economic, and social inequality. It's this phenomenon that has attracted many of the writers in the black speculative and Afrofuturist movements, responsible for the interruption and against which they go. Against those power structures that are responsible, he says, for the interruption of Africa, its diaspora, and other countries of the global south in attaining optimal growth or enhancement in political, economic, social, or cultural capital. On the other side of the Atlantic, works by Kudwo Eshun, as a member of the Cybernetic Cultural Research Unit, and others, were crucial to the global theoretical genesis of black cyberculture. However, during this time and into the early 21st century, several disparate strands of a new creative Africanist matrix emerged, influenced by speculative design and world-building, as well as a renewed, radicalized social-political stance and the social physics of blackness, the interface of African peoples, myth forms, technology, behavioral science, ethics, and social world. From Dr. Reynold Anderson and his notes on a manifesto for Afrofuturism 2.0. Who's a good example? Well, scholar and musician, saxophonist, flautist Salim Washington's last project takes all those kinds of elements, from the speculative arts to revisiting history. In his new album, or Dogon Revisited, he settles on visions of liberation, of reconstructions of songs like Julius Hemphill's penned Dogon A.D., and works to cultivate a rather tranquil emergence of this kind of philosophy and speculation, moving forward through old and new forms. His work in collaboration, including revisiting Amiri Baraka's poem New Invasion of Africa, brings together voice and instruments to explore this kind of context of a Pan-Africanist, Africanist, Afro-futurist vision. From the album Dogon Revisited, Salim Washington, and a song called Self-Love, Revolutionary Ontology. Thank you.
Miss acclaimed electronic artist and trailblazer Marc Ribier at Place Belle on Friday, October 21st, as part of his North American 2022 tour. Marc Ribier. Tickets available at evenco.ca. Visit www.marcrebiellet.com. That's marcribier.com for more information.
Cinema Politica Concordia is thrilled to invite you to the screening of Category Women. Join us on Monday, October 17th at 7 p.m. for the special screening of an award-winning film that works to expose the sports industrial complex, an industry controlled by men who put women's lives at risk. This film visits athletes around the world, including a profile on 18-year-old South African runner Caster Semenya. This event will take place on Monday, October 17th, 7 p.m. at room H110 in Concordia's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. The venue is wheelchair accessible and donations are kindly encouraged. For info, cinemapolitica.org or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
beautiful project back from 2016. Yusuf Kamal, Black Focus, the song Remembrance. You'll get a chance to taste at least some of that vibe on March 6th as Kamal Williams, a.k.a. producer Henry Wu, comes to the Phi Center on that date with some of his continuing successes, including his project The Return. Yusuf Kamal, Black Focus. Project, as I said, from 2016, and Kamal Williams contributing and considered one of the main elements expressly organizing events around the Afrofuturist movement, participating in the jazz beat scene in London. Kamal Williams and the project Yusuf Kamal is really him and drummer Yusuf Days coming up with this album Black Focus. Really quite interesting. Get a chance probably to explore more of that next week before Kamal Williams' show at the Phi Center on the 6th of March. Before that, Salim Washington and Dogon Revisited, a song entitled Self-Love, Revolutionary Ontology, part of the spirit and room, some of the voyage in Afrofuturisms. One of the groups that's been garnering attention, and this is at the opposite end of what we've just been listening to, but is an electronic group called Inkisi, and we played some of their music before. This is in the theme of where we've been going, Afro Primitive on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, never say never again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever say never again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever say never again. Say never again. Never say never again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever say never again. Again. Never say never again. Again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever say never again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever say never again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever say never again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never, ever, ever say never again. Again.
What?
She launches her new album at L'Astral on March 1st, this coming Friday. I'm speaking about our own Dominique Fils-Aimé. Her second of a trilogy of albums is called Stay Tuned, and we had the pleasure of being serenaded with Revolution Serenade. Started with Nkizi and Afro Primitive, and followed that with the South African duo Oxharp and Mante Ribane, their recent album Closer Apart, and the song Never Say Never. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid, and as we wind down part three of our series in Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, today more the spirit of imagination, of re-examination, and a couple of words, quotes from some of the main writers, academics, and creators, defining what it is as we really embark on closer examination of some artistic aesthetic practices in the coming weeks. On CKUT 90.3 FM, want to remind you of the continuing activities, again this year, Community and its Black History Month programming, as we're still there. Of course, Afrofuturism will continue in the weeks to come on Funky Revolutions. My name is Khalid. We'll be back after these brief messages.
18 hammers fall in our lives. Lean on hammer down. Ring like mine.
Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Oh, the flight of the mothership through those different universes to come. Well, there's going to be a little bit of excitement and a little bit of reflection in the course of the next few weeks. Our next artist comes from one of the different veins, and not necessarily Afrofuturism in that sci-fi technical orientation, more on the sense of spirituality. Again, one last to bore you, if I hope not, from Mr. Dr. Anderson, writer and on the theme of Afrofuturism 2.0, among others, academic and one of the main contributors of to this kind of theory. In documenting how the world has changed, in documenting where the speculative arts movements have come from over the years, he's wanted to look at some of the different kinds of ideas, tendencies, influences that inform this movement, which pays tribute to both previous movements like the Black Arts Movement, Negritude, and other continental and diasporic African speculative movements. He writes that Afrofuturism 2.0 and its several Africanist manifestations, like Black Quantum Futurism, African Futurism, Afrofuturismo, and Afrofuturista, Astro-Blackness, Afro-Surrealism, Afro-Pessimism, Ethno-Gothic, Black Digital Humanities, Black Afro-Future Female or African-Centered Science Fiction, the Black Fantastic Magical Realism, and the Esoteric. Although all these positions may be incompatible in some instances, they overlap around the term speculative and design and interact around the nexus of technology and ethics. Next week's program, part four, we look at one of the themes, one of the roots that has a much longer kind of vein. And that's around the exploration and the use of jazz language and improvisation to freedom, and to especially spiritual kind of vibes. Next week's program, we host Omar Sosa, who will be in town in Laval on the 12th of March, and here in Montreal at Le National on the 14th of March, along with collaborators exploring a project released in 2017 called Transparent Water. And so I got a chance to speak to him, and we'll get to hear from Omar Sosa as he works with Seku Quieta and Gustavo Avalias, Venezuelan percussionist, in exploring this improvised and rooted vision, which is transparent water. But in that term, I wanted to go and play an earlier track, an exploration of his in this theme. This is Omar Sosa and Promised Land on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
You Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr. Na na na.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT Montreal.